This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. I've had a special request from my mother to talk about friendship, and since my mom is also one of my best friends, I guess I'd better indulge her. Of late, I have found myself taking inventory of my friendships. That sounds callous. Hear me out. As my family and I have been making the decision about whether to stay in Oklahoma or move elsewhere, I've been weighing my friendships in a way. Having spent the last 18 years moving around with the Air Force, our friends are quite literally worldwide. So do we move to Kansas to be nearer my parents and sister, my only truly unconditional friends? This would also allow my children to be nearer the kids who are genetically programmed to be their friends, their cousins. Would I move to Maryland or Florida or San Antonio for no other reason than some of my very dearest friends live there? Do I stay in Oklahoma because of the warm welcome I have received from my new friends here? Would we dare to move somewhere entirely new where we don't know anyone and start afresh? This may seem like an insignificant factor to be considered in the decision of where to live, and of course, employment is priority. But after watching my daughter struggle to make friends, only to have to tearfully tell them goodbye when the orders came, my heart is weary. After years of leaving behind, or worse, being left behind by good friends, I do not underestimate the impact of friendship on one's well-being. Where you are in life determines whom you meet and befriend. The origins of my friendships have been wide and varied. In early childhood, my friends, like most people's, were the children of my parents' friends. Now the stream has changed direction, and many of my friends are the parents of my daughter's friends. I think these parental friendships are one of the great surprise benefits of having children. Over the years, my friends have been neighbors, coworkers, classmates, sorority sisters, playgroup moms, Air Force folks. Some of those friendships have endured years. Others were more like brief flings that died out from lack of attention. Like a romance, they were great while they lasted. But are some friendships more important than others, more valuable, so to speak? Are older friendships deeper than new ones? Like most people, I don't keep up as well as I'd like with old friends, but I know which ones would rush to my aid without question if needed. Although we may see each other seldom, the years between meetings seem to melt away over that first glass of wine. I deeply value my new friends here in Oklahoma. The most beautiful thing about Oklahoma is how quickly someone is ready to call you friend. Trust me, this isn't true everywhere. I can't overstate what a magnificent quality this is and how much it endears Oklahoma to me. And then, once or twice in my lifetime, I've made a friend with whom I connected immediately. We became fast friends in an instant, as if our souls were already acquainted. That type of profound friendship is so rare, it feels preordained or God-granted, as if he were saying, "See, this is what I mean by love." Years ago, I knew a woman who said she couldn't afford to make new friends. After 20 years in the Air Force, her Christmas card list was just too long. We've all met those people who are comfortable with their established group of friends and aren't looking to expand that circle. What a shame. Wherever we live, I fully intend to seek out and be open to new friends. I look forward to going back to work and having lunch with coworkers. I'll continue to drive across town to the Midwest City Y just to see my regular crowd there. I especially look forward to the day my daughters are grown and we become friends. I suppose I don't have anything truly original to say about friendship. But as I enter middle age, I look to my parents and their friends, some of whom they've known for decades. I've watched them vacation together for years, laughing over rum and cokes or wine coolers. Remember those? They've celebrated the arrival of babies and grandbabies together. They've traded recipes and medical diagnoses. They've supported each other through divorces and failing health and the death of spouses. Wherever we land, and whether my friends are lifelong or relatively new, I pray that I can have those kinds of friends, that I can be that kind of friend. Maybe you'll want to take a few moments to take stock of your friends, wherever they came from, wherever they are now. Drop one a line, a text, an email. Post an old photo on Facebook. And while you're at it, introduce yourself to that neighbor you've been meaning to meet or the new parent at your child's school. It may be me, and I'm always looking for new friends. Thank you for being a friend. This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. And if you're through-